Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to DMAC Academic Advisor Andrea Gatta about spring enrollment and upcoming activities and classes with DMAC. The spring enrollment's opened up and some classes, well, class coming to Knoxville. I guess first off, Andrea, take us through the spring enrollment and what class Knoxville residents will be able to take advantage of here in Knoxville.
Spring semester, Knoxville will be offering Introduction to Philosophy, which it will count towards a humanities course for the Gen Ed core requirements. That class begins January 18th on a Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m.
Now, open enrollment right now for all the spring classes. What do they got to do to take part in? Where do they go? Who do they talk to?
Well, they can contact me at 641-840-2026, and registration is now, and I can assist students with registering for any of our DMAC campuses or online courses.
Now, another question we'll get into here is the DMAC and the Marion County Public Health Department have been teaming up for some ESL classes. Those are language classes, English language learning classes. I know some are wrapping up, but then you're going to have other ones. Take us through, first of all, the ones wrapping up, how much of a success that's been, and then going into the new ones, what people can expect that they take advantage of those ESL classes.
Well, DMAC Knoxville has developed a partnership with Marion County Public Health, and ESL classes, English is a second language classes, started in September of this year, and our last class will be December 7th. It has been a very great success. And our next ESL courses will be January 16th on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 o'clock to 11:30 a.m. at Marion County Public Health. It is important to be there on the 16th as we will be giving the CASAS, and that is a listening and reading assessment that all students need to take before they can take the ESL classes.
What do people need to do to sign up for that? Do they contact you, contact Marion County Public Health, or how does it work?
They can contact me. They can call me at 641-840-2026, or they can just show up at Marion County Public Health on January 16th.
Now, I know you guys got some other things going on. You said on in the winter through DMAC. Take the Knoxville listeners through exactly what's coming up with DMAC.
Okay, well, in February, DMAC Knoxville, in partnership with Marion County Public Health, we will be offering the HISET, which is formerly known as GED. The classes will begin in February of 2018. We don't have the exact dates ironed out yet, but there will definitely be more information coming regarding the HISET classes.
Now, DMAC seems like you guys got, like you said, open enrollment, ESL classes through Marion County Public Health. You got the HISET classes and a bunch of things going on, it seems like, throughout the winter. What can you provide for the students here in Knoxville if they want to be a part of these things? So what are some other things that you do as an academic advisor that people can, that maybe don't even realize you're sitting here in the city hall, that they can come to you and you can help them out with?
I can help students with the admissions process. It does not matter what campus or even if it's online courses students want to take. Registration, orientation. I also help students with financial aid. I've recently been helping a lot of high school students complete the FAFSA process. They may not be going to DMAC, but they're welcome to contact me regarding that. Also, with assessments, the ACCUPLACER and the ALEX, those are requirements for some colleges, and that is a requirement for DMAC. And academic advising is one of the main things that I do, career planning, all of those things. It's one-on-one. It's a one-stop shop here.
Now, when exactly are you available for those students, and how do they contact you?
The best way to contact me is either by my cell phone that I carry with me 24/7, or my email is ajgatta@dmac.edu. I see students by appointments. My schedule is very flexible.
Is there anything else students in Knoxville should know about DMAC?
Just that I would encourage the students to use DMAC as a resource, and I am here to help you move on to the next step, whether it be taking college classes, English as a second language, or completing your HISET, formerly GED.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Academic Advisor for DMAC, Andrea Gatta, for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.